Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey, welcome to D-Time. Today's episode is all about big business. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I think even now, you know, the ability to start your own business is so easy. One of the things on my 30 for 30 list was to start my own business, and not to toot my own horn, but in 2015, I was able to start my own social media marketing business, you know, managing social media accounts for people, for small businesses and sole proprietorships. And it was really cool to really go through the process of, you know, applying for a business license, the paperwork, tax stuff and all those business accounts and things like that. It was really cool. And to be able to say, hey, I own my own business. And I was able to not only start there, but to start my own photography business when I picked up a camera and started to learn about photography. So it's so cool that in America, especially, it's so easy to be able to do that. And I know that there's a lot of people with, you know, quote unquote side hustles and things that maybe even things that they're currently doing that aren't an official business. But so I thought it was cool to talk about, you know, starting your own business and kind of that experience. And so I was able to sit down with a good friend of mine, Brian Jenkins. He's had a number of businesses that he's started, and he's currently in the midst of starting and running his own coffee company. You know, here in Seattle, coffee is big out here. I think we might be one of the biggest consumers of coffee, if not the number one consumer of coffee in America. And so he started his own coffee business, Blackfin Coffee. I'll have the link to their business and all that stuff in the episode comments or episode description, I should say. But I was able to sit down with him and just prick his brain on some things he's learned since he started his own business, what he's learned from the coffee business specifically, and kind of some general advice on starting a business. So if you're listening out there, if you're wanting to start your own business and don't know where to start, if you already have your own business and just want to hear about that process, please stick around for part two and hear what he has to say. It's pretty cool. And as for me, you know, I'm still, I no longer run my social media business just for time constraints, but photography is something that I'm getting more and more passionate about and just learning more and more. So that's something that I'm looking forward to continuing in the future once I gain more and more experience. Just a side plug, the name of my photography business is Comprobata Photo. Look me up on Instagram. Maybe I'll put that in the description too. You can give me some tips for all the photographers out there on how to improve as a photographer. So stick around for part two, where Brian and I talk about big business. Peace. Hey, welcome to D-Time. I'm David Jackson, and I'm here chatting with a special friend of mine, Brian Jenkins, who's taking time out to come and chat. So, Brian, for those listening, real quick, man, why don't you just share a little bit about yourself? Introduce yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Brian Jenkins. I moved here about 6 years ago from Virginia with my wife and son, and have since started a coffee company called Blackfin Coffee, and been trying to get that up and going. As soon as I figured out I was an entrepreneur, I kind of realized that trying to do the work thing in the corporate world just wasn't going to work for me. So here I am.
Awesome. So Blackfin, real quick, a little bit about the company. Where did the name come from?
Yeah, so Blackfin Coffee was named because my wife is a huge fan of orcas. And so we designed the logo around the dorsal fin of the orcas, only later to realize that Blackfin is actually a tuna. But, you know, whatever. It all works.
People get it. Yeah, I don't know if many people know that. I didn't know that. That's crazy. awesome. So you mentioned, you know, going into business for yourself. What's one of the things, or maybe a few things that you've learned since kind of starting your own business?
Yeah, you know, so the cool thing about going into business is that you just start on a pathway of learning stuff that you don't know, and it never ends. And so, so I gotta say, you know, just at this point, you know, it goes on and on, even though I can answer, you know, what's really relevant for me right now. And one of the biggest things I'm having to learn about going into business is that you gotta be patient. There's no like overnight success. That's not a thing. That doesn't exist. You really gotta work at it, and we've been, personally, I've been working at just being an entrepreneur and trying to become successful in business for the past 3 years, as an individual on my own walk. And that's been five different businesses. And this is the one where we're finally like, okay, we're going to focus on this, spend time on it. And I've actually been working on it for the past 2 years. And so the number one thing to take away from going into business is just be patient. Yeah, I think that's the big takeaway.
That's awesome. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of folks that may be listening that are either starting their own business right now or thinking about it. What's one thing that you kind of learned since then that you kind of, that you may have wished you knew going in?
Yeah, that's a hard question because there's a lot. I don't like to, I never like to blame anybody else. As part of the entrepreneurial journey is just embracing all of the failures, you know, taking radical ownership. So I guess the one thing that I wish I could have known going in was just how much time this was going to take, not only to get the business going, but also taking away from my family and my church and just the people that I love, how much money that was going to take. But not just that, because it was upfront. I realized that those were going to be, you know, huge sacrifices, but how much money over how long a period of time, you never really know. And then how much time you have to actually invest, in it yourself. Because of different circumstances. Like, for example, I had a couple business partners in the beginning, and now I don't. You know, they're gone. They left. And so what I didn't know was going into it that was going to happen. So one thing, I think the number one thing I had to realize was from the beginning, I should have taken an approach that was, what if I was the only one doing this by myself, you know, because that's a real sober reality. The aspirations and the dreams with other people, you know, at the end of the day, when you go into business, you have to realize that this is your dream, this is your passion, and if other people are on board, then that's awesome, but you can't hold them accountable to your dream and your passion.
Right. Awesome. That's a good point. So let's drill down a little bit. So, you know, the coffee, your coffee business in particular, you know, here in Seattle, coffee is a big thing. And I'm wondering, you know, is there anything that you've learned or experienced, in starting this coffee business that has impacted your life in a certain way?
So the number one thing I think I've learned as far as like what kind of impact coffee has on my life, just the business in general, is, you know, this city, Seattle is a very competitive market. And so what I had to learn or even just sort of adapt to was a creative way to bring the product into the market, and that because I didn't have a lot of money to start up with. And so the number one takeaway is, I'm trying to sort of reinvent the wheel, so to speak, or even maybe invent a new wheel. And it's because it's so competitive, it's so difficult to actually enter this space without having like a roastery, like a cafe, a coffee shop, you know? And so the number one thing I've had to learn is that if you want to be successful and break the rules of traditional business, is that you just have to have a massive network of people who are excited about your brand. Right. And that's hard work. That's really hard work.
Yeah. Now, so, you know, again, for anyone listening out there, what's some advice that you would give to someone who's thinking about, you know, maybe going into the coffee business or maybe, you know, expanding it out a little bit, just starting their own business in general? What advice would you give them?
Yeah, so the principles about business are applicable to anything, really. It doesn't have to be coffee. You know, the one thing I just noticed in coffee, I'll speak to that first, is that people return not necessarily for the best product, but they will return for the best experience.
Yeah.
So the number one thing I'd have to say just in business overall, and I've been fortunate enough to learn this over the years, is that you have to treat the customer like you want to be their best friend.
Yeah.
That's it.
Nice. That's awesome. All right. Well, I love the nuggets, so I'm going to ask you for one more. So, what's the best piece of advice that you've been given in your life? And it doesn't have to pertain to, you know, business or coffee necessarily, but from your experience.
Yeah, so I would say, like, advice / wisdom, probably. I'm going to say two, because one is hard, and one sort of builds on the other, all right? The first one was, you know, from my mom growing up, I was told you can do anything you set your mind to. And I believed it. That's the most important part. Like the belief in you can really actually do just about almost anything that you set your mind to. And the second thing was sort of a building block on top of that was when I realized, you know, anything can mean literally anything. Right. And so, some things are kind of just impossible, right? Like, I can't just levitate, you know what I mean? So the next person that made that statement even more valuable to me was a coworker that I had, and I wouldn't take advice from him for anything else ever, but but one thing he said was, I realized that no matter what the job is in the world, if that guy can do it, so can I. In other words, if it's been done before, I can do it too. And so that is just like sort of like a paradigm shift that's helped me to realize that as long as I put enough time and effort into whatever I set my mind to, I believe I can be successful at it.
That's awesome. Oh, that's great, man. Well, man, I know that there's a lot of people that are going to be able to pull a lot away from things you said, man. So definitely appreciate you taking the time out. I think for anyone listening, you know, we'll include any links or anything to your coffee business. And if anyone has out there listening has any questions or thoughts or comments on the subject, feel free to leave a comment in the comment section or send us an email at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. So Brian, man, thank you again, man, for taking the time out to share your experiences, man. Very helpful, very insightful, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram @dtimepodcast. See you next time.